The Soto family has lived in Pea Ridge, Arkansas for 13 years after crossing the border from Mexico City into California in 2001. They're undocumented. Parents Andrea and Martin Soto work full-time to raise two daughters, Marisol, who's 20, and Mariana, who's 14. Seated next to her parents, who don't speak English, Mariana said her sister Marisol graduated from Pea Ridge High School in 2011 with big plans.
She wanted to go to college, but that year, September 18th, she ended up going to Mexico because she wasn't able to go to college here.
And why not?
Because she didn't have a social security number.
With assistance from the Mexican consulate in Little Rock, Marisol Soto secured a passport and left the United States in the autumn of 2011 to return to Mexico City to pursue her education. Her plan was to secure her nursing degree at a Red Cross military school and work in Mexico City with the hope that comprehensive immigration reform would someday create a pathway for her to return to her family in the United States. But her status as an American immigrant drew negative attention from students, teachers, and neighbors, her sister said.
She was bullied because down there they have a picture that if you're from the United States, you're rich and you have everything, and that you think you're too higher than everybody else.
Mariana said the situation escalated to the point that her sister's life was at risk.
On two occasions, she almost got raped down there.
Marisol wanted to come back to Arkansas, and she'd heard that a group called the National Immigrant Youth Alliance could help her safely cross the border back into the United States to seek asylum. The National Immigrant Youth Alliance stages political protests at U.S. congressional offices, U.S. border crossings, and detention centers to raise awareness about prosecutorial discretion. In 2011, the Obama administration issued an executive order directing immigration customs enforcement officials to pursue prosecutorial discretion in deporting only those that pose a criminal threat and not individuals with lawful status. For example, undocumented immigrants gainfully employed and enrolled in school. In the end, Marisol Soto, along with 100 others, were recruited by the National Immigrant Youth Alliance to participate in a Bring Them Home campaign March 10th, turning themselves into U.S. border security, requesting asylum. This is Marisol's mother, Andrea, talking, translated by Mariana.
Ay, su situación en México cada día era más difícil y su vida estaba en...
Her life in Mexico was threatened many times, and without a place to live or a home, she decided to risk herself and just join the organization without knowing that much.
Marisol has been held in a San Diego detention center for over a month. Again, Mrs. Soto.
It's difficult because they have past immigrants there from a long time ago still detained there, and they have them all mixed up and with criminals that have done worse things, and she's mixed up with people that she shouldn't be with.
Marisol's father, Martin, says jail is no place for his daughter.
No, Marisol es una niña muy buena, muy buena gente.
She's a good girl. She doesn't get in trouble. She's very studyful.
Marisol Soto's high school friend also came forward to support her. She said the last time she spoke with her was the day she left across the border back into the U.S.
My name is Ashley Bollinger, and I'm 20. And we met through going to school with each other. They moved down our road. She told me that she was leaving and that she wouldn't have any signal. She wouldn't be able to talk to me, that it would be a while before we would be able to talk, and that I told her to be safe.
Ashley's parents are also supportive of the Soto family.
Eddie Bollinger, Pea Ridge, Arkansas. The Soto family is among the best friends and neighbors I have ever known. Marisol is like my third daughter, and she calls me her second dad.
The Arkansas United Community Coalition, an immigrants' rights group based in Fayetteville, has also been assisting the family in trying to bring Marisol Soto home, and they've posted a petition on Facebook.
Mariana, él es Martín, mi esposo. Somos la familia Soto.
The family hopes to obtain 1,000 signatures and are over halfway towards that goal. But late last week, An immigration court ruled against Marisol's asylum petition. The Soto family has sought direct intervention in the form of congressional letters from both Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor and John Bozeman. They've refused to help. Next, Marisol will go before an immigration judge, her sister Mariana says.
On April 15th at 1 p.m., she's going to go in front of a judge, and that judge is going to decide if she either stays here or not, and if she doesn't, he's going to automatically deport her right away.
Hispanics account for about three-quarters of an estimated 11.7 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S., and those who leave the United States and attempt to reenter are committing a federal crime. According to the Pew Research Hispanic Trends Project, the United States has seen a dramatic increase in such cases, reaching nearly 80,000 due to stricter U.S. Border Patrol enforcement procedures. As for Northwest Arkansas nursing student Marisol Soto, what happens if she's deported? Mrs. Andrea Soto, her mom, translated by her 14-year-old daughter, Mariana.
No tiene a dónde llegar. No sabemos qué va a pasar o qué va a hacer si la deportan.
She doesn't have a place to go, so we don't know where she'd go or what we'd do if she got deported.
Still, Mariana Soto plans to carry on. This gifted 14-year-old girl is starting early by enrolling this summer in Northwest Arkansas Community College's nursing program. She's also planning to obtain her DACA credentials. Those are Deferred Action Childhood Arrivals, Identification Card, a Work Authorization Card, and Legal Driver's License. It's a federal program that provides young undocumented people in good standing brought illegally into the United States by their parents, the means to pursue a life out of the shadows. And had her sister Marisol stayed in Arkansas, she likely would have been awarded her DACA credentials as well and currently would be enrolled in nursing school. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich. For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville. For KTXK, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville. For KASU News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich, reporting in Fayetteville.